Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 55 of the Letters of John. Today's title is The Diotrephes Disease. C.S. Lewis said, "Pride. There is no fault which makes a man more unpopular, and no fault which we are more unconscious of in ourselves. And the more we have it ourselves, the more we dislike it in others." Our text today is 3 John 1, 9 through 12. "I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So, if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers, and also stops those who want to, and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone, and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true." In today's text, we find two more men mentioned by name, Diotrephes and Demetrius. The first had caused trouble in the church. The second had received a good testimony from everyone. In today's devotion, we will focus on the danger of Diotrephes. David Case and David W. Holdren, in a commentary for Bible students, explains the problems John and the church had with Diotrephes. He was a serious irritation to John, and apparently many in the local congregation. John says that he wrote to the church, apparently the one where Gaius, Diotrephes, and others were involved together. Again, we do not know if this man had any official position in the church or simply a layperson agitated over the hospitality issue. However, John gives us a clearer picture of what he was like. Diotrephes loved to be first. Other translations use terms like being in charge, in control, or being leader. In every group, there are those who are comfortable to lead if needed, those who are glad to follow, those who refuse to follow, and those who lead without being asked. Diotrephes qualified for two of those statements. Diotrephes rejected established church leadership. John says that the man not only loves to be first, but he also will have nothing to do with us. He was overtly resisting the established leadership of the elder, John. It's unclear whether or not the whole congregation was under the thumb of Diotrephes, but he at least refused to recognize the appeals of John regarding the hospitality issue. Diotrephes was engaged in malicious gossip. John says if and when he came, he would call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. The Greek words for this gossip have the meaning of babbling incoherently or verbally fluent but empty. This must have frustrated John, as it does any of us when we become aware of others who are talking about us in ways that are demeaning, distorted, and disgraceful. Diotrephes refused to welcome the guest missionaries. What more can be said but that the man loved his local power base and was not about to yield it to anyone? It's even possible that this man was the ruling deacon of the congregation. Whoever he was, he alienated anyone who threatened his place of dominance among the people. In congregations like this, they rarely grow beyond a few dozen people because even outsiders can figure out the church politics fairly quickly. So they run for the next church or simply stay home. Charles Swindoll gives these wise words of application concerning people like Diotrephes. "I'd love to be able to say the days of Diotrephes are over, that they died in the first century, and that his spirit never made it out of those two verses in 3 John. Sadly, the spirit of Diotrephes outlived that era and continues into our own day. In my life of ministry, I can attest to the fact that an acute case of Diotrephes disease with those kinds of symptoms can bring an otherwise healthy church to its deathbed. As strong-minded but spiritually immature people weasel their way into positions of influence, they begin intimidating others to get their way. The problem usually isn't a matter of bad theology, but pride. Not false teaching, but faulty leading. If left untreated, Diotrephes' disease can infect a whole congregation, leading to conflict, schism, and the death of a local church. The Apostle John also knew exactly where the original outbreak of Diotrephes' disease would end if it didn't get isolated and removed. This is why he mentions, in chapter 1, verse 10, "If I come, I will call attention to his deeds." We need to eliminate the Diotrephes' disease from our churches. In addition, we need more people with a good reputation like Demetrius. Here are some questions to consider today. In what ways have you witnessed the Diotrephes' disease in your local church? Why is it important that people like Diotrephes are quickly confronted with truth and in love? How are John's words in 3 John 1:11 incredibly valuable in dealing with others in the local church? He said, "Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God." There's not much said about Demetrius in John's third letter. However, there obviously was much said about him through the testimony of others. Why is it significant that those who live for Jesus don't do it for the recognition of others, yet others truly acknowledge and appreciate their lives? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.